Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Captain Pork himself.
Captain Pork myself, what?
Pork himself.
Pork himself.
It's all one word.
Well, we're at a German restaurant, so they're good at smashing words together.
Exactly.
So,
just
makes sense.
Just no vowels. No vowels, just a lot of consonants.
Yeah.
We are at... Oh, Evan's here.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
If we didn't establish that. We're at Glockenspiel, which is actually right down the street from Digidio's. We decided that's like the actual pronunciation.
Yes.
Digidio's, which we did 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that sounds right. The days start to run together.
Well, we have a...
We're meat drunk already.
We're meat drunk already. It's pretty
sad. We're only
a
minute in the show, and we are meat drunk. We're at Glockenspiel. Glockenspiel is a traditional German restaurant, and we are celebrating Oktoberfest, which runs into the first week of October, which you would expect...
Hence the name.
Well, when do you think Oktoberfest? Do you think it starts in October, ends in October? Oktoberfest actually starts on, like, the 15th of September. It only runs into, like, the first week of October. So, we figured... Last week of September, it's time to do the damn thing.
That's right. And actually, this coming weekend here at Glockenspiel, they're actually doing a big event.
Are they?
It's Glocktoberfest.
That's a hell of a pun.
Well, yeah. And to me, the fact that there's no gunplay involved in Glocktoberfest, I think, is a damn shame.
Not doing it justice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's October 1st. Fun starts at noon, according to the little thing here. They have a best beer belly contest. There you go.
You're in it.
Sauerkraut eating contest. That's all you.
Wow.
Speaking of which, did you hear about... there's a man in the Ukraine who was partaking in a dumpling contest.
I didn't hear about
it. A dumpling eating contest.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up winning. Something ridiculous, like 15 dumplings in a minute or something.
Yeah.
Just stupid. 77 years old. Wins the contest, is awarded his prize, which was a liter of sour cream.
Was that? Is that all?
That was what it was.
Making that up.
This is like super rural Ukraine.
Okay.
So he could have bought like a farm with that liter of sour cream, I'm sure. Did I say rural sour cream? I meant rural Ukraine. But he gets his sour cream leader, and then drops dead. Right on the stage.
The pierogies strike back.
Apparently. So.
We're already enjoying food.
We are.
What are we eating?
Glorious meat.
So I have no idea.
Yeah. We got, it's the cold plate. Mm-hmm. They have a couple appetizers. That's the word I'm looking for. We are meat drunk already. This is pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
Appetizer platters, and this is I don't remember the German name for it, but it's basically cold meat plate. They have two big plates. They have this one, and then they have one that's pate and herring and that stuff.
Which I'm kind of upset that we didn't order. But
I don't like pate, and I'm not a big herring guy.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah, this is, I think, a better option because it's just nothing but meat. You got some mustard. You got some very faintly pickled red onions.
Yes, they're very strong.
Yeah, what you tell me is pickled mushrooms.
Pickled mushrooms. Pickled mushrooms, that's actually pickled with a little bit of white onion.
Oh, nice.
They're very good. Very palate cleansing,
mm-hmm.
which is good because with all this meat, to even taste anything between the courses or
mm-hmm.
between the meats, you have to have a little bit of something to break
something
it up.
Something different.
And I definitely agree with the onions. I served with a basket of crackers, which is a welcome.
It's welcome. But with some of the meats we were given, like right now I'm eating a some sort of a sausage.
I believe it's a blood sausage, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Very tasty, very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only one that is the right size for the crackers we were given. The rest of them, they've got a bologna, they've got a summer sausage, and I'm not sure what these other two things are. They're delicious is what they are.
Maybe a salami.
Yeah, salami, something like that. Various preserved meats.
Yes.
But they're all much bigger than the crackers.
Yeah.
In the case of the summer sausage, it is probably twice the size of any cracker. And you know, you need some cracker.
I'm okay with that, though. I like a little... I only like a little bit of cracker. I would rather taste the meat and the mustard and all the other accoutrement.
Well, it seems a little awkward to me. We have, like, the big slice of meat on the tiny cracker. It's just, it's structurally, it offends me. It offends my OCD is what it does.
What you're basically wanting them to do is cut every single one of them down.
No, I just want big-ass crackers.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I'm cool with the quantity.
Yeah.
I want commiserate-sized crackers.
You just want a bigger cracker.
I want a bigger cracker.
You want those, like, wasalt crackers, those rye crisps.
Yeah.
That's basically what you want.
Yeah.
It's a cracker plank, if you will.
Yes. Our plate also came, in addition to all the cured and preserved meats, we also got some pretty decent ham, a slice of ham.
Yeah.
And then what I'm assuming is a prosciutto-like.
It is.
It's prosciutto?
Yep.
Yeah. Prosciutto actually figures into several of the other entrees and stuff here at Glockenspiel, including they do something called the Schwein Cordon Bleu, which is pig, with prosciutto and Swiss cheese. And to me, there's not counting English, that's too many languages in the name. Like, you can't tell me that cordon bleu can't be translated into German for something.
I don't know my German well enough.
I don't know any German.
I left that in seventh grade.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty much with you. We had the survey class.
Exactly.
And that was about it. But we did mention the mustard. It comes with two mustards. More traditional, I would say, kind of brown mustard. And
like a stone ground sweet mustard.
And yeah, and that's stone ground sweet mustard, which is surprisingly good. I've never actually had a stone ground sweet mustard.
Which is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd put that on pretty much anything and be happy with it.
Mm-hmm. And then with the prosciutto, it's pretty outstanding.
I'm going to be nice and I'm going to let you have the other piece of prosciutto.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So how's it going, sir?
It's going well. It's going well. Had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Visited one of our favorite places. Again, it's a Samba. Had the been doing a couple monthly specials.
Okay.
On a rotating basis. And I've been there, so that would have been my third time. And so I went with my mom. And
because that's the only woman that'll be seen with you in public.
Right. And well, we usually try to go out once a month, just to kind of catch up. And they had a mojica, a seafood mojica, which is what I would loosely term as a Brazilian seafood curry, which is as good as it sounds.
You're getting verklempt just even.
I was a little, that was more of the meat coming back up. And it was awesome. It was awesome.
You know, I mean, we did give Samba our I think it was our Hidden Gem Award last year. And it's one of those where it's so good and not really well known. Like, but they do enough advertising where I'm always kind of happy anytime I see a commercial
yeah.
for them.
Not commercial, an article or something.
Or an article, or... Well, no, I mean like a commercial. Like, I'm kind of weirdly proud of them that they can advertise.
I've never seen a commercial for them.
They actually do a lot of advertising for movies. Like, if you ever go to, like, an AMC theater,
they'll
do, like, that. But I've also heard... I know they advertise on the local liberal talk radio station.
Okay.
I've heard them mention that.
I don't want them to become too big.
No. Which, you know, advertising in the local liberal talk radio station is a good way to keep that
from happening. I'm just saying it's such a good hidden gem.
You want to be hipster about it.
Well, yeah. It was a lot cooler before it became mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But it just... Consistently, it puts out just such great food.
Mm-hmm.
And the environment is good. And they're never crazy busy, but they have steady business, at least the times that I've been in there. There's not a constant stream of people coming in, but the tables are never really all that empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do a pretty decent takeout business, too, don't they?
Do good for that and a good lunch business as well.
Yeah. Well, I was saying that's a good, you know, takeout business is a good way to keep, you know, the money coming in without taking up table space.
Exactly. But awesome, we didn't have it when.
I'm just dunking this meat in the mustard like a cookie.
I own.
In the milk.
I'm kind of doing the same thing.
It just works.
Remember we had those little chocolate darts?
Oh yeah.
When we were there. We decided to get two different desserts near there. We have their homemade flan, which is a custard with a little bit of a caramel rum sauce over the top. And then I had the key lime pie. And those were worth the price of admission right there. Like, I almost feel bad we didn't get either one of those when we were there. It was just outstanding. Outstanding.
Nice. I'm a little jealous. Because I actually don't go out other than a show right now. I'm so incredibly busy.
Yeah.
The flip side of that, however...
Is you're almost married.
I'm almost married. Counting down the days.
Do you want another bit burger? Or something else?
I will have something else. I don't know what yet.
Okay.
So, can you pass me the beer menu? We haven't even talked about the beer yet, but we're figuring out. You know, this is a very DIY kind of wedding, so we're doing a lot of the individual bits. Like you'd hire a caterer,
right,
to do a lot of this, and we did. We've got, you know, a caterer nailed down, but some of the other incidental things like favors, we're doing ourselves.
Well, I think that's normal, dude.
Is it? I don't know. It's my first wedding.
You're not a seasoned pro?
I'm not a seasoned pro like you.
Wow.
So, hey, you set me up. So, we've had to sample various things.
Is this a bar where I'm supposed to feel bad for you?
No. This is where I'm gloating. This is this. So, like, we're going to be doing cake balls.
The cake pops, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're called cake balls, technically.
The cake's on a stick.
Yes.
Basically what we're getting at.
So we got a sampling from this particular place, and I forget what it's called, but we ended up going with them, so I'm sure I'll talk about them again.
Okay.
And I gotta say, Etsy is known for a lot of crafty stuff, like crochet stuff. They got a shit ton of desserts and baked goods and things like that you can order, and they will ship it to you. Like, all of our favorite stuff, we got off Etsy. So if you're looking for that kind of stuff, you know, and it's small, you know, small quantities of stuff, I would definitely recommend that. Just a half, you know. Just, I mean, you know, as long as you're not in any hurry, you know, because sometimes it can take a little while. But yeah, you know, we haven't had, you know, I always worry when you get shipped any food, but also like baked goods especially.
Yeah.
You worry it's gonna fall apart.
Slippery slope.
You know, you worry it's gonna get crushed. And we haven't had any of those problems with these people. So recommend it. But so we got the cake balls in a box, and we got our sampler, and we went out and did things. And we were driving We're driving somewhere. I forget where it was. I think we were going to get the oil changed or something. Just regardless. We're driving somewhere, and I'm like, I'm going to try one of these. And it is a good thing I was not driving at the time.
Well.
Because...
Is that another beer?
You know what? I'm going to go... I haven't had this in a while. I'm going to go with a quack.
Quack? Yes. Did you want the special glass or just another pint glass?
Well, you got to have special glass.
Okay. No, I had a guy get mad at me the other day. I'm not lying to you. I get, you know, you brought him the glass with a little wooden handle, and he's like, well, this is just ridiculous. Well, how's this person supposed to drink it? I mean, it was just, it was
it
so funny. So now I have to ask, right? But, okay.
Why would you turn down a special glass? That's just weird.
That's part of the selling feature.
Yeah.
My God. This might kill us.
This very well could.
This is a lot of food.
Yeah. So anyway, I was saying, yeah, it's a damn good thing I was driving at the time, because it is what I assume is the culinary equivalent of Roadhead. It was just like, I couldn't concentrate for a good 45 seconds after having it. It was so amazing. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I'm a little flushed. I got to admit.
They were
very fantastic. And I give you props for thinking I could poke you from this distance. So thank you for feeding into my ego.
Everything in the sake of comedy.
Yeah.
So food is
I'm only eating this because I had a cracker in my hand when she showed up with our food, so I can't leave the soldier behind.
Exactly.
We haven't even talked about what we're drinking yet.
Uh-oh.
I won't light to start. We're going darker as the night progresses.
Or not because of the neighborhood.
Right? And yeah. That's terrible. We started like super light. I went with a Bitburger, which I've had before. If you're looking to get into German beers, but you're kind of scared of heavy flavors,
yeah,
Bitburger is a good one because it is extremely light. It's a light pilsner. So if you're familiar with a Miller or a Coors or you know kind of the standard beers, mm-hmm. it's very approachable from that. But I think it's got a much better flavor than some of that stuff. But then I've got a quack coming. In the special glass, because that's what you get.
Well, it's like a party favorite.
It is.
That's essentially what it is.
That's right. What are you drinking? You got quite the Stein.
I did get
there.
The Stein.
Yeah.
I got the Wursteiner Oktoberfest, and it's kind of what I expected.
Was it the Wursteiner or was it the...
Hackershore. Oktoberfest. It's kind of what I expected. A typical Oktoberfest beer, you know, plenty of good hoppiness to it, but a little bit darker than your typical lager. But it's very flavorful, and it's complementing what we're eating very, very well.
Yeah.
So we started off with this huge-ass meat plate, which we've not even polished off.
No.
We've made a valiant effort. I don't know if one of us is going to bear down Chicago Bears on it and make it...
Bear down Chicago Bears?
That's their fight song.
It's really retarded.
I don't care. But our food has arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. I got the Rahm Schnitzel, which is a breaded veal cutlet.
I've actually seen them live.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like is that a Rammstein cover band?
Yeah. Rahm Schnitzel.
That makes up for the Bear Down Chicago Bears, I think.
A little bit.
I got the Rahm Schnitzel, which is a breaded veal cutlet, prepared schnitzel style. And it's covered in a sour cream gravy, served with mashed potatoes and red cabbage, which I'm a big fan of. Red cabbage is awesome. And mashed potatoes are homemade.
Nice.
I'm running out of table space here.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Baby.
Holy moly.
How are we doing, guys?
Very
Excellent.
Good now.
Doing
Excellent.
Good.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
And I'm about to take my first bite.
I gotta get a picture of this mess. I also went with a schnitzel because it is a German bit, so you gotta get the schnitzel going.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I should have
taken this earlier or maybe
at a different time. Regardless. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Can't talk and take a picture at the same time. I remember the Schweineschnitzel, which is the breaded pork. I did not get the mashed potatoes. It is breaded, I think.
Really? I don't think so. I think it's just the sautéed pork.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Just the sautéed pork. My bad. And I did not get the mashed potatoes. I went with the Spätzle, which I will always get. It's, I don't know what it is. I just love Spätzle. And this, they actually tossed with some white onions, which is a nice touch.
If you don't know,
a Spätzle is it's a type of noodle.
Potato noodle.
It's a potato noodle. And very irregular. And it's actually made, like, if you've ever watched Spätzle being made, the way it kind of works is they basically take a mashed potato kind of consistency and then strain it. Like, basically put a colander over boiling water and then just kind of strain it through the colander and just kind of whatever shape show up. It looks like something somebody did accidentally.
Completely.
You know, it's just like, holy crap, this actually works. But it's a great potato-based... I think I have the same or a similar gravy on yours. Mine's just called brown sauce.
Mine's a sour cream gravy, actually.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if that's included with this. And then I got the vegetables instead of the red cabbage because I'm healthy.
The red cabbage is healthy. It's just a side dish at this point.
I know. But it's carrots, yellow pepper, green beans, and cauliflower, and just kind of steamed and very, very soft. Just with a little butter and salt and pepper on it. Very tasty. God. You gonna be okay?
No. It's like a warm blanket of food goodness. That's the only way I can think of to describe it, because it's just, it's like tender and flavorful and warm, and it's got gravy on it. I'm like a really happy camper right now. I really, really am. Oh, man.
We are in the midst of gravy season.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's the start of gravy season.
It's the start of gravy season.
It's like spring training for gravy.
I went with, finally got a piece of my pork. Very good. Honestly, if I have to be completely honest, it's a little overdone for me, but not horrible. And that could be just the cut of meat too. So,
pork cutlet is typically a little bit tough.
Yeah.
The fact that you don't have a like a steak knife.
Yeah, I mean, I can cut it with a butter knife, so it's not certainly not bad.
Right. But a steak knife would probably do you a little bit more justice. This is awesome. It's so good. I'm not letting you have a bite of it either.
I was going to ask, but I fear I may lose a finger if I go for it.
I will cut you. I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Such a good friend. I would offer you some of mine.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
I don't want yours, though.
Just saying. I'm the better friend, is really what I'm saying.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
I also want to give...
it is your bachelor party this week. Keep that in mind.
I also want to give Kwok credit for this awesome and completely impractical beer glass design. If you don't know what the Kwok design is, it's a
hurricane glass.
Is that what it's called, a hurricane glass?
Well, no, that's what they serve, like the... Like the sex on the beaches in New Orleans.
Okay,
and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
You look like you should be on spring break somewhere.
I do. Well, this is.
And that should have like a glowing ice cube.
It's full of delicious, you know, amber colored beer.
Yeah.
And it's got a wood handle. They actually kind of craft a wooden contraption so you can actually like pour it without a.
Oh my god.
Ah, Kwok. I love Kwok. But Kwok for me is our winter here. Or Kwok, whatever. I love Kwok. I'm high on Kwok.
You are.
I'm surprised they haven't actually tried that, you know, advertising campaign. Think that might offend people?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why you're not in marketing.
For that and so many other reasons. What was I saying? Oh, no, but this is totally like my winter beer. Like this is, or my fall beer. Because it's just heavy enough where you get a little bit of that kind of kind of earthiness to it. Not quite a stout, obviously.
It's dark, but
exactly.
It's dark but not sludgy.
I like that. Yes, awesome, very much so. So, speaking of beers, actually, I wanted to talk about this. Are you a fan of? Holy crap! I cannot think of it now.
Awesome. This is good radio.
Oh my god! I've just had a complete mind wipe. I can see.
I can't help it.
Oh my god!
You stroked out.
It starts with an N. Newcastle. Thank you. Okay.
Judging off of this show, I would have gone with something else, but okay.
Yeah. So Newcastle, they've got their red out right now. It's the Newcastle Werewolf.
Okay.
If you can find it, I mean, it's not terribly hard to find. If you go to any place that carries Newcastle, you'll be able to find, you know, the Werewolf. But it's... People are jumping on it pretty quickly, which makes total sense because it's amazing. It's a red... it's fantastic. It's one of those beers that goes with anything. Like literally, I'm tempted because I know it's gonna be a one time or like a limited time thing. I'm tempted to pick up a couple cases just to have it around. Like it's that good.
Supply.
Yeah, it's extremely good.
That's interesting. I've not heard anything about it.
Yeah,
Schnitzel down.
Spätzle.
Spätzle down, sorry.
Schnitzel is secure. Spätzle is losing its mind. Alright. No, I didn't know anything about it either until we just happened to be in the liquor store. And I saw somebody walking away with the last one.
Did you run him down?
Well, here's the thing. Do you ever have those things, like those concepts? I know for you it's probably Star Wars. I can't get all the way down. Where I'm going smart with this.
What the hell, dude?
Buckle up.
You're gonna need to draw us a map here.
Do you ever have those things that as soon anything involved in it, you're immediately interested in? Even if it has nothing to do with anything. Even if it's not related at all.
Kind of catches your eye and you're
For me, and this is my 12-year-old boy coming through, for me it's werewolves. You put a werewolf on something, I will at least fucking look at it. Okay.
I'm gonna resist the urge to make a Taylor Lautner joke, but
hey, shark boy, kind of dreamy. I'm just saying. And he's just that little bit hotter because he's the werewolf. Just saying. Anyway. So of course,
I'm gonna give you the option to back out.
If you were a woman, don't tell me you wouldn't take a shot at Taylor Lautner.
He's not my type.
Attractive? Judging by your girlfriend's eye, I can see why that'd be your type.
Wow.
Again, you can't leave those openings for me.
You do realize that in like a half a month, I have to get up in front of a bunch of people and give a speech about you.
Yeah.
And resist all urges to make fun of you. Or mock you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just keep it up.
Trust me, if I haven't earned whatever I'm going to get at this point...
It's basically going to be like a roast. That's basically what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh. Yeah, you put a werewolf on something, I'll at least look at it. Regardless. And the fact that it happens to also be extremely good beer... That's just extra bonus points.
God damn your schnitzel.
Damn your schnitzel.
Well, okay. I'm in a little bit of a quandary right now. Because I'm at the point of full. And I've got like half a schnitzel left. I actually got two cutlets with mine.
Oh, you did?
And so I've already polished off one cutlet and I'm about halfway through the other one. But I kind of don't want to make myself like full to the point of sick. But it's so good. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've got some red cabbage here. I've got some mashed potatoes still. Might be able to take some of the bread with me. That's lunch tomorrow, baby. So I'm at a battle of wits right now.
More a battle of wills.
There you go. That works better. That's why you're the smart one.
Because if you can't outwit a schnitzel, you got problems.
Then I probably shouldn't be giving you a giving a speech.
That might be one of the strangest sentences I've ever heard on the show. Can't outwit a schnitzel.
That's also the name of this week's show.
It should be.
So, I've got a weird ass topic to talk about.
Okay.
I went to my cousin's volleyball tournament this weekend.
Okay.
Which happened to be held in Apple Valley, which is where I live. So it was very convenient for me to not have to drive across town to go see an hour worth of volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to explain this, but there's this growing movement that was not present when we were in high school of volleyball hooliganism. Yeah, I said that right. Volleyball hooliganism. The volleyball team, and this is not just confined to our hometown, but the volleyball teams these days, women's volleyball, I need to preface it with that, have what I would term as hooligans and groupies, all male fans,
yeah,
that follow them around. Now, there are students of said high school to which they're following. It's not some just random 30-somethings following them around.
As opposed to, you know, you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just the creepy guy. But they have organized themselves to the point where they all wear the same outfit. And they have rehearsed cheers. And not like 2, 4, 6, 8, who do we appreciate type of deal. I'm talking like well thought out cheers, and then they have cheers for each player on the court as well.
Wow.
And I've seen them a couple times now.
Okay.
I'm completely impressed by it. Because there's no way on God's sweet, beautiful green earth that when we were that age we would have ever gotten that organized. And it's like not just like a small contingency of guys. It's like 40 to 50 dudes. And not just the jocks, but like the weird guys like us.
Well, yeah, it's fine. I think it is because eventually they figured out that I would almost go as far to say as probably more than any other sport other than possibly swimming.
Mm-hmm.
The volleyball players are hot.
Dude, watch yourself now.
No, I'm speaking in the abstract. I'm not necessarily talking about your extremely hot cousin.
Dude, seriously.
I'm just teasing.
My God, child, how dare you, sir? Take that back.
Take
it back.
I take nothing back because I have a point. I have academics to back me up on this one. No, I mean, think about it.
She's 17.
So, this is not a statement about your fucking cousin here.
Okay, I'm bearing with you.
You know, if I can go 30 seconds without thinking about your cousin, you can go 30 seconds without thinking about your cousin. Let me finish this speech. God's sake.
Take that last cup back.
Never. Anyway.
You're a prick.
Anyway. My point is that, no, think about it. What other sport, female sport, generally lends itself to very attractive women?
Field hockey, no.
No. I say swimming.
Swimming and diving.
Swimming and diving.
I can't think. Soccer? No.
Depends.
Not so much. Gymnastics?
Gymnastics, but that's still, you know, and I'm saying this from the perspective of
women's golf.
I'm saying this from the perspective of the high school male. This is not my perspective.
No, okay.
But gymnastics, I think, is still a little too gay.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I agree.
You know, gymnastics are my favorite part of the
holidays.
It's a holiday.
It only comes every 4 years. It's like leap year.
It's gym giving.
Wow.
It's the best I can come up with.
From the 17-year-old male perspective, I agree with you.
Yeah.
However, I do not think that way when I go to said game because that's weird.
I'm not saying you do.
I know, but I think you want to imply it in some weird
way.
No,
I don't. I think for once, I'm not trying to invoke perversity on your part.
That's amazing. And a first.
I'm trying.
Either way, kind of going back to the hooliganism.
Yeah.
It's to the point where it... And they travel, too. It's not just, like, a home game.
Yeah.
Like, they travel. Like, they travel well.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten to the point now where I notice that it starts to annoy, like, parents on the other team don't have, like, a hooligan squad.
Yeah.
We call them hooligans.
It's got to be a better name, because to me, hooligan squad
They call themselves the super fans.
Well, that's just really stupid.
It's stupid, but I applaud them for their...
It's got to be a better name, because hooligans implies criminality.
I agree.
If they're not setting a car on fire in the parking lot, that's not hooligans.
Depends on how they do in the state tournament.
Yeah, it's true.
It was the organization, like, because they will show up in different themed outfits at every different game. Mm-hmm. I almost think that they put out some sort of schedule on Facebook.
I'm sure they do.
It's amazing. Every single player on the volleyball team has their own chant when they get into the game. When they get there, they have the rousing. They do like the chant from 300, the Sparta chant.
Which chant? There was a lot of chants in that movie.
It's the what are you? Like when they're meeting off with the and I'm facing off, but they meet up with that other group of I can't remember the other group.
Spartans?
Not Spartans.
Athenians. Yeah.
When they meet up with the Athenians, and Leonidas asks, what are you? Mm-hmm. And so they do that whole chant, but they change the words just a little bit. It's pretty freaking awesome. I mean, it's like, it's 50 guys and they all know the same chant.
See, here's the... I'm
not, like, jealous that we didn't do it, but I'm really impressed that they've put that all together.
I don't necessarily believe you. You might be making it up, and the only way I'm going to be satisfied is if we go to all the other games of the year. Preferably in the superfans, I'm assuming. Let's start our own superfan group.
The Dirty Old Man group?
And the uniform is... What colors? What colors?
Well, it's red, black, and white.
Red, black, and white.
Yeah.
Can we make trench coats? Of those colors and just show up in the trench coats.
You want nothing underneath, basically.
You
couldn't stop for more than 30 seconds.
The mind goes where it goes. In this case, it goes to your cousin. God, you're so easy. Like your cousin? No, stop it.
Take that last one back.
Of course kidding. Jeez.
Thank you.
So sensitive.
I am sensitive. That's my godchild.
Which, considering
my godliness?
Yeah, your godliness.
I'm godly.
That's not saying. No, yeah, well, Buddha, perhaps.
But, oh, wow.
Or Ganesha.
Ganesh.
I was trying to think of a fat god. All I could get was Buddha.
Either way, it makes me a little bit jealous that we didn't put something like that together.
That would require us to go to sports.
Well, we went to sports occasionally.
I didn't.
Well, you didn't, because you hated you hate people.
I do hate people. I hate gatherings as well.
Exactly. But I think you'd be impressed.
I'm sure I'd be impressed. I'm not denying that.
The funny, literally, and I said this before, the funniest part is watching them get to the point of annoying the other team's fans.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the goal with any...
Like, they have a captain. They've elected a captain, and he leads all the cheers. That's impressive. And it's intimidating, too, because they're loud, and they know exactly when to cheer.
Now, is our team any good?
Our team is actually very good.
Is it? Okay.
Our team actually won the state championship a couple years in a row.
Oh, wow.
Not this past year, but... Like, they won it 3 years in a row, not last year, but the 3 years prior.
Okay.
So.
Well.
And they're well on their way back.
Good for them. I'm excited for them.
I'm full.
Me too. I finished my plate.
I'm just excited I got leftovers.
Yeah. And that would actually probably be decent, decent tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be awesome tomorrow. And I'm going to need a nap.
I need immediately a nap right after. Now.
Immediately after.
So fall officially started for me this last weekend. In fact, yesterday.
Okay.
Because it was the first meal made in the crock pot.
Slow cooker season.
It was, yeah.
What was the inaugural?
We went a little non-traditional in this one, though. We made a slow cooker lasagna.
I've made that before, mm-hmm. and I wasn't happy with the results, but I'm intrigued to hear what.
It was. What you it was lasagna.
Okay. Yeah, even when it's bad, it's good.
Yeah, and you see the best part of that is anytime you pass by. No, I think we're good.
But I would love a box.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't need a box for my cauliflower.
How was it though, guys?
Awesome.
Extremely good. But no, the best part of any crock pot meal for me is...
Do you take any of the meat or...
No, that's good.
Take this out of that. Yeah,
thank you.
Sure. The best part of any crock pot meal for me, especially if I'm home all day...
Is the smell?
You can walk by and then like open that lid to give yourself a little hit. You can huff the lasagna a little bit.
Lasagna huffing.
Yeah. I mean, granted, when you do it like in the morning and then you come home after a day at work and you come in and the whole house smells like whatever you're cooking, that's also an amazing feeling as well.
It's the beauty of a slow cooker.
Yeah. It's just, it's tantric cooking as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Just hold out.
It extends the pleasure all throughout the day.
I think you took that a little too far.
No, this is a very sexually charged show.
It really is. Watch yourself.
I'm just thinking of your cousin again. Anyway.
Come on, man.
You just quit reacting. Didn't they teach you that in Dare? That's how the bullies win, is when you react.
Is that what happens?
I am being a bully.
You are a bully.
So quit reacting, because it's too damn funny.
How happy am I about this? It's going to be an awesome, awesome...
No one should be that excited for their lunch.
When I have leftovers like this, that's exciting.
Did you do that upside down?
No. Huh? The hooks are on the bell.
It just feels wrong to me.
Everything feels wrong to you.
It's true. No, yeah, we did the slow cooker lasagna, and it turned out pretty good. I would say.
See, when you use the noodles mm-hmm. in the slow cooker,
mm-hmm.
I think that's like a slippery slope because they can easily get overdone and gummy.
See, with lasagnas, I don't mind that so much.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to have a little firmness to my lasagna noodle. Not like crunchy, but a little, you know, al dente.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want it overly soft. I want it to actually hold up with all the other ingredients.
See, I'm, and this could be just my innate laziness coming through.
Probably.
But I enjoy a lasagna that is about the consistency of Jell-O. Just kind of generally smooth the whole way through, maybe punctuated by bits of meat.
I like a uniform lasagna, you know, the perfectly square piece. You know, that gorgeous piece where you can see all the layers and everything.
Yeah, I'm fine with seeing all the layers.
I don't want it to fall apart or be slimy or anything like that. And I think that's what I think of when you say Jell-O. I like my lasagna like I like my Jell-O.
Well, no, I mean, that is what I'm saying. Not slimy isn't the right word, but it's just the kind
that's
of
the
smooth...
The mental picture I'm getting. Okay. You like a softer lasagna. This is the first time you've actually drank more in a show than I have.
I know. I had two full beers.
You have. You're all but as a man.
Wow. I feel like I need a cigarette after that meal.
I kind of do too.
Oh, man. Wish I smoked.
That was a pretty epic meal.
Here's the thing. Like, I've been to a fair amount of German restaurants over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, between Minneapolis and going to...
Gasthofs.
Well, I was going to say going to Milwaukee, you know, several times a year. No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't let it go.
No. But, I mean, I've had my share of German restaurants.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where I've never had a bad German meal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's all heavy creams and meat of it's a Noah's Ark of food.
It really is.
It's just every... And I like any cuisine that is so based on game. Like I didn't have it this time, but like, you know, they had a venison schnitzel, which I was looking at really hard.
Yeah.
They also do their Thursday special is a Hasenpfeffer. Which, if you've never had a proper Hasenpfeffer,
I have not.
That will change your life.
What is Hasenpfeffer?
Hasenpfeffer is rabbit stew.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Where did I miss that?
I don't. Well, it's your background. You don't have proper Germans in
That's
your background.
That's a good point.
So.
That's an excellent point. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So. Yeah, I mean, a good game stew. Oh, baby.
I don't have Germans in my background because they killed all of them.
Well, you see, I wasn't going to go there. I was not going to...
There's Germans in my family history, but they usually involves ending it.
Wow. Wow. You went with the Jew joke. I applaud you, sir.
No, I'm going with the truth in history is actually what I was going with.
Well, yeah, but, you know. I was going to say, because Glockenspiel is right next to the Czech-American society.
Yeah.
Like, I always wonder if, like, the Czech are, like, a little worried that, you know...
If shit goes down, they gotta be armed.
if like Glockenspiel gets his dander up and tries to take over that, you know,
a blitzkrieg.
They're building. Yeah, I'd worry.
I would too. Everyone here is giving me the evil eye.
Yeah, well, that's because you're
a little worried.
That's because you took your pants off so you could finish your meal. So,
well, I wanted to make sure they saw that I was circumcised.
I've literally got nothing. Yeah.
Winner.
I would point to you, sir. I got nothing. Wow. All right. But no, I've never had a bad German meal.
I agree with you with that.
I felt bad after a German meal, but I've...
There is that. That was the end of the end.
Here's the thing that amazes me about Germany as a culture. When I think... Euro trash.
You think German.
Like,
or Swedish.
The idea that I have is either German or Swiss, actually.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Swedish. But, you know, the kind of, you know, the heavy techno music and the really into art and all that stuff.
Aryan Nation, maybe.
And there's... I don't equate Aryan Nation with Euro trash.
Yeah.
I don't. It's different subjects.
I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit awkward.
No, I don't care. Never mind. but no, it's like you know, Germany has this kind of reputation on like all of their other on all of their arts.
Yeah.
That it's like really wacky and out there and avant-garde, you know, the heavy techno music, the really goofy, the performance art, shit like that.
Basically you're gathering porn. Your entire basis on a SNL skit with Mike Myers. Basically.
But no, I'm just saying when you think like Eurotrash and you think that kind of mentality, you think all of the goofy art. Okay, fine. For somehow that appeal to the avant-garde. I mean, I'm an old film student, so I've gotten my share of German goofy shit. Okay,
that's just the piss films.
Yeah. For some reason, that kind of willingness for the avant-garde has not penetrated the cuisine.
No, it's completely... I feel like if we went back in time to, say, like the 1940s,
mm-hmm.
something like that, Berlin, then we might be able to get the same thing. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You would.
I'm actually getting more and more offended by this as
you'd
you continue.
You'd be able to get the same thing.
I've got Czech.
Okay, so neither one of us would be able to get the same meal.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe the 1912, you know. No, that's probably wrong, too. Better go 1800s.
Let's go the 50s.
50s?
Because the food didn't change that much.
Okay.
After the war. There was just more of it.
Fair enough. But I feel like, yes, it's, I think...
Like, there's no goofy... It's German cuisine.
To me, it's a snapshot in time
mm-hmm.
that does not change. You know, German food is going to be the same no matter what. I think you see stuff with, like, Italian food that is constantly evolving, you know.
And you're getting, you know, and it's also not only coming from within, but from without. Like you watch any of these cooking shows or these chef contest mm-hmm. shows, it's always deconstructions of some sort of pasta dish or...
You cannot deconstruct this.
You can't.
No.
It is an elemental food. Yeah. You can't split this.
Exactly. It's a prime food.
It's a prime food. I like that. It's a prime food. You can't do anything with this.
Yeah.
The most you can screw with it is make it into a sandwich.
And you're just making it better at that.
Yeah,
point.
that's just making schnitzel portable. Porter schnitzel.
If I did get bread with me.
You did get bread, you could make a sandwich.
I'm going to.
You've got all of the making sandwich because you got
I'm gonna
the schnitzel.
Put it all in that bread.
The mashed potatoes I think might be a bit much.
No. It's going to happen, and I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to send it to you.
I think you should, and we'll post it. We'll post it. If you make a sandwich from the leftovers, and
that's
food,
you know how I'm going to toast that bread.
Yeah.
And just stack it up and eat it like a sandwich.
Probably be good.
Oh,
it's thick bread though.
Actually, it's light. It's
Is
not,
it light?
It's soft.
I didn't actually have any of the bread. Yeah. We had so much food here.
Exactly.
Try it in the free bread.
I get what you're saying, though. But it is exactly like a sandwich.
I like prime food. That's
prime
a,
food.
That is a
the. You know, I think you see the evolution in other cuisines. Like I said, Italian, Asian food. You have the Asian fusion plant. You know, it's hard to tell.
There's no German fusion.
Exactly. It's tough to see any other... I mean, name another style of food that has not changed in X amount of years.
Even like a similarly rustic cuisine, like I think like Russian food.
Russian, yeah, I think Russian food is along the same lines.
It's along the same lines, but I've seen people play with that a little more.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just them playing more with like beets and some of the main parts of it, but
yeah.
Yeah. Somehow German food has like weathered all of that change.
Well, it's strong, like an army.
Just stop. Get over it already. It's been 70 years.
Can you bring my ancestors back? No, you can't.
If they're anything like you, I don't want them back.
Wow.
They're better off dead.
Wow.
Wow. You're a terrible person.
You said it.
No, but you made me say it.
I was merely making... I did not actually say anything directly.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
I'm trying so hard not to make this more racist than it already is.
Speaking of racist, and we'll end with this. Have you seen the racial bake sale yet?
No.
Heard about this. Okay.
No.
It's a study, and I do not remember the college, and I'm going to kick myself for doing it.
We'll find the article.
They're doing a study, and they're doing a bake sale on campus, and the bake sale, the prices are determined... Thank you.
Thank you.
...by what race you are.
Okay.
And if you're white, you're paying the most.
Uh-huh.
So if you're white and you're a male, you're paying like $3. If you are...
Oh, is this one of those white man's burden bullshit
No. This is just to see who actually purchased this. It's not
okay.
A white man's burden thing.
Okay.
So a white male pays $3. A white female is paying $2.75. A Asian male is paying $2.50. An Asian female is paying like $2.25. And it eventually breaks down to, you know, like a Native American woman is basically getting 25 cents back for everything she gets.
Okay.
And it's fascinating. Racist, but it's fascinating.
Well, but I want to read more about it because it depends on how they do it. Because I've heard of other kind of similar things. Mm-hmm. But they've always had this kind of... They've always been sponsored by like the libertarians or some bullshit.
No,
like
this is a straight-up
like,
study. This is a straight-up campus study.
Okay.
And it's done by a sociology class.
Okay.
I wish I could remember the college. I believe it's out west. I want to say Washington or something like that. But
okay.
I don't want to say that for sure. But I found it funny. You know, just what the breakdowns were. Because it went American, or the white man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming.
It went white male, white female, Asian male, Asian female. Black male, black female, Hispanic male, Hispanic female, Native American. You know, just kind of broke it down by that, and I found it very, very excuse me, interesting.
Very, very what?
Excuse me. I found it very interesting. I'm surprised you didn't read about it yet.
Now that you say racial bake sale, that sounded triggers something in my brain, but I don't know what. But anyway.
And then they're definitely not doing it as a cut, but merely a sociological experiment.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll have to look at... We'll throw a link in the show notes to it as well.
The white man's burden.
Yeah. All right. So I do want to. Yeah, this is the. Before we wrap up, we got to talk about how we felt. I mean, it's pretty obvious, I would say.
I thought it was awesome. This is one of the better meals that I've had in a good long while. Well, this to me is like Wild Roast good, Cheeky Monkey good. Like I said, it was like a warm blanket of goodness, of mom's home cooked meal goodness. And I am very excited for leftovers. And I would absolutely recommend this place.
I would too. I mean, it's a bit of a drive because it's kind of in the what I like to call the suburban section of St. Paul. Like it's the one where it doesn't feel like this is part of a major city.
Well, it's more of There Be Dragons.
Kinda, yeah. But it's yeah, it's amazing. I compare this to places like Black Forest and even like Gastoff's.
Like not nearly as festive, but
this is much more low key than either of those. Because with Gastoff's, there's the whole kind of party atmosphere, especially with the Mario Killer bar downstairs. But you know, you got a dude at Gastoff's, you know, in the full Chancellor gear and walking around singing, and they got musicians like that. You know, and then you got Black Forest, which is a little more hip.
I see this being indicative of DiGidio's as well. You know, along the same lines of it's been here forever,
mm-hmm.
and it's got that established clientele.
Yep. Yeah, we are by far the youngest people that we've seen here, other than the wait staff.
But it's so relaxed and so comfy mm-hmm. in here that you could easily spend hours in here just enjoying some great
food. Yeah, dude, if they had Wi-Fi, I would totally like study here.
Absolutely. And it's kind of got a little bit of a beer hall feel to it, so I can see that this place gets a little...
Oh, if this place got full up, I mean, it would be
not
loud.
Not rowdy, but festive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially...
Because it's one continuous dining room.
Exactly.
So...
And, you know, flags and Nazi flag up there.
No, there's no Nazi flag.
But dead animal horns over there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of flags. A lot of, you know, traditional, you know... I would call it, you know, artwork.
Kitsch
artwork that you would see in like your German grandmother's house that she
absolutely
that she stole from the colonel.
The Kaiser,
excuse me.
I think they had colonels too, but it's not as funny. So yeah, again, highly recommend it. Absolutely. I would say it's in the front runner for a well-fed guide award.
I agree. I completely agree.
So thumbs up.
Okay, coming up on that, aren't we?
We are. You know, a couple months.
The list, that list that I keep saying, you know, we should keep track of this because I don't want to have to keep going back and doing this.
Well, you know, your thumbs aren't broken. You can do it.
I do. I think about it after the fact.
Yeah, well, get over it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. As always, we want to thank our sponsor, HopChart.com. And
did you ever correct last week's post?
What did I do wrong in last week's post?
The misstream, like last week's.
Yes.
Show.
Yeah, I figured it out. I would say I seem to do this a lot, and I don't know why.
I'm not very good.
I'm stupid. I post the wrong episode when I post the episode. I post the wrong file. So if you see that, email us or retweet or you know, message us on Twitter or something like that. Let us know as soon as you hear about it. Because I can fix it in like 10 seconds. So, but I promise to be better about that. I've been kind of slacking on that. So it's all my fault. I'm sorry. But again, sponsor HopChart.com for all of your beer cataloging needs. We are on Twitter, like I said, at WellFedGuideFPG. And Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife. We're also on Foursquare, WellFedGuideToLife there as well. You can be our friend. We got two new friends, although I don't have them. I don't have their names. I know one of them's Travis. But hopefully they're listening to the show. And I also want to dedicate this episode in memory of Arch West.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
My hat's off. Right?
Yes. Arch West was the marketer that created a food that at one point in my life consisted probably 30% of my diet.
Really? I think we're being, you know, you're not giving it due credit. I think you're at least a 50% though.
Maybe by volume. maybe at that. There was one summer where literally the 90% of my food was Mountain Dew, s'mores, Pop-Tarts, and Cool Ranch Doritos.
And he created the Doritos.
Yes, Archibald created the Doritos. The original name was based off of a Spanish word called Doradito, which is, means little golden.
And they really are little golden.
They are.
Triangles.
The best part of this, and I may steal this for my, you know, will slash whatever, you know, burial instructions. He's actually going to be buried. They're going to mix in Doritos with the dirt.
I saw that.
And I'm like, that's awesome.
That's a bit much.
No, that's awesome is what that is. I may actually do that.
I would actually do the, you know, a little bit for me, a little bit for my dead homies, but for you, I would do, like, Chef Boyardee beef ravioli.
Yeah. Just mix that in with the soil a little bit. That might kill off all the grass, though.
It's true.
It
might actually bring you back to life.
It might. It very well could. There's a lot of preservatives in that Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. When they do figure out a way to unfreeze you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't realize this Cool Ranch Doritos weren't released till 1986.
I believe that. And it was like Cool something else. It was like Cool American first. It wasn't Cool Ranch. It was Cool American.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have a better memory than I do when it comes to the 80s.
Okay, occasionally, there's a great website. It's called InThe80s.com. Okay. That's literally, I'm not even making it. It's In the 80s. And they have different sections. It's, you know, one section is food. One section is toys. The other one is games. You know, it just goes down, or fashion, or whatever. And it's a fascinating snapshot, because they'll post, you know, a picture of said something or other, and if you can still find it, where you can still find it, and then people are allowed to leave comments about it. And I remember that vividly. Big Doritos guy.
As was I. Now I can't have them.
Because you will eat all.
I will fucking
tear it apart.
I don't know what it is lately, but I've had nothing but chip cravings, like a mad.
Well, you're pregnant.
There is that, you know. But if it could be more like ice cream and pickles, not like chips, but
whatever.
Anyway, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.